Welcome into week number four of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN. Who's Gonna Win brought to you each week by Ag Business Associates and Rush CPA and Associates. We will take a look back here at week three's results and then get you started on our week four picks right after this.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA. Now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win, the regular crew with you here, Jim Field, Doug Leonard, Matt Mullenix, and myself, Chris Parks. Let's take a look back here at week number three and how we fared. And interestingly enough, we had some variation on the sheet, but we all ended up going 6-2 last week, so it worked out that way. We'll start off taking a look at the eight-man games. It was Audubon, a 48-6 winner over Exira EHK. We all had the Wheelers, so we all got that one right. Cam with an impressive home win, 56-14 over Glidden Ralston. We all had the Cougars, and that was good. St. Albert, a 38-7 win over Logan Magnolia. That was a winner for myself and for Doug. Matt and Jim lose that one. Underwood, 49-33 over Tri-Center. We all had the Eagles, so we all got that one right. It was an ACGC, a 54-0 shutout over Nottoway Valley. Everybody had that right, but Doug went out on a limb. That came crashing down on him.
Crashing down.
Are we going to start our new thing on who's going to win?
Oh, called the Biff of the Week? The worst limb pick?
Biff of the Week. That was a biff. Right,
I'll
there.
Take the trophy for that one.
Glenwood was a 48-6 winner over Kemper Catholic. We all had the Rams there and got that one right. It was Harlan, 36-21 over Carroll. That was a winner for everybody but myself. I went out on a limb with Carroll and lost that one. And it was Clarinda, 34-20 over Atlantic. We all had the Trojans, so we all came up short in that one. As I mentioned, we all ended up going 6-2 in our picks last week, and that now puts our overall record here. I'm at 19-5, Doug at 18-6, Jim at 17-7, Matt at 15-9, and then, of course, our annual tiebreaker, it was Iowa eking out a 18-17 win over Iowa State, and Jim's going to take the tiebreaker because he had 45 points compared to Matt's 46, so he's got the edge there. I would like to say I should get a bonus win because I nailed it, 35 points. Mm. So,
well, you get the tiebreaker. It's you and Doug.
Yeah.
Secondary tiebreaker.
Secondary tiebreaker.
There you go.
So there you go.
That's so, Chris, you and I will be for first, and you guys will be for third then?
Yeah.
Perhaps. Good.
The way it looks right now, you might be onto something. Uh-huh.
So that's week number three for you. Let's dive into week number four, and we'll start off with a couple of eight-man picks to begin the show here. And we've got, this one could be an interesting one. The Audubon Wheelers go on the road to take on Woodbine here. Audubon at 3-1, Woodbine at 2-1. And I guess I'll start her off here for us this one. And you look at Woodbine, they've been able to do some good things through the air. Wyatt Pryor has thrown for 1,173 yards, 22 touchdowns, just three interceptions. And then Audubon's going to counter with a couple of guys. Skylar Schultes and Gavin Smith have both been doing quarterback duties. Schultes has done some impressive work on the ground, 651 yards, 9 scores. So like what he's done there, Wheelers have been impressive. They've had a really tough schedule, and it kind of continues here for them. Another tough road test, but I'm going to take Audubon. I think they go on the road and pick this one up. Jim.
Yeah, you said they've been able to accomplish a lot through the air. 81% of the Twiners' offense is through the air. That's a lot. 22 touchdowns, what, 3-4 weeks into the season? That's just crazy stuff right there. Yeah, Wyatt Pryor's off to a really good start throwing the ball around. But, yeah, Audubon can do it both ways. That quarterback combo of Skylar Schultes and Gavin Smith has been pretty effective for him. It's kind of freed up Schultes to be able to handle the ball on the ground a little bit more, and he's been very effective doing that too. So, yeah, I think the Wheelers are looking pretty strong and have played a stronger schedule so far. I like their chances tonight.
All right, Doug?
Well, I agree with you, fellas. You know, Woodbine has had a nice resurgence. What were they last year, Matty? Do you remember?
Well, would they win their last four or five games?
Yeah, so right around 500. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. But and then weeks before, or months, years before that were kind of struggling, weren't they, for the last 3 or 4 years?
Yep.
So had a nice turnaround, but I just think Ottoman has got too much talent and as you said, has had a tough schedule, is doing very well. So I'm going to take the Wheelers on the road.
All right, three for Ottoman. Matt?
Yeah, I think, Doug, this group that's seniors, I think, like you said, when they were freshmen, they might have had just 11, 12 guys on the team. So, yeah, but they've taken responsibility for the team and have gotten them to where they are today. So a lot of playmakers out there for the Tigers. It's a home game for them. I think the only thing is last week, you know, I was a little surprised with that outcome last week. The defense is still something that's just been missing for that Woodbine team. You know, last year, this game last year, I believe, was this the game last year where it was 100 and some to 80?
Yeah.
Recall. So it's quite possible we see the same type of scoring throughout the game because both these teams like to put numbers up there. So, but I'm going to go with the visiting team. I've been really impressed with how they've done it here along. That shutout win over Fremont Mills two weeks ago, you know, that was impressive. So I'm going to go with the Wheelers on the road.
All right, so Wheelers across the board here in our first one.
Are they going to remove your statue?
I know. It's,
it might be vandalized at least.
Yeah.
Well, hey, legacy can't live forever,
whatever motivates
right?
them.
That's
there you
true.
Go.
There you go. Yeah, get them fired up. All right, we got another 8-man game to pick here before we take a break. We've got another one could be interesting. Exira EHK going on the road to take on Glidden-Ralston. Spartans having a rough go, of course, last week against Audubon. Glidden-Ralston took one on the chin as well against Cam. Jim gets first look here at this one.
Yeah, not a lot of offense out of either one of these teams, really. Exira Elkhorn-Kimbleton really hasn't generated much of anything so far on offense, really trying to kind of get out of the mud a little bit here early on. Glidden-Ralston, yeah, I watched some of that game last week with Cam on the Cam Cougar channel, by the way. Mm-hmm. And they show a little offense. If they can stay away from turnovers, they've got options. Glidden-Ralston at home, I think, is going to be a little too tough this week for Exira EHK.
All right, one for the Wildcats. Doug?
Yeah, if this was up on the hill there in Exira, I might take the Spartans, but I just think going on the road, Glidden's got one more win under their belt and a little bit more offense going on, maybe. So hope I'm wrong, but I'm going to take the home team.
All right. Matt?
Okay. There's just part of me that really wants to go with the Spartans. You know, I feel like they've had a tough schedule here early on. What was the score last week, Audubon?
46-44, is that it?
Yeah, it was 48-6.
48-6, yeah. Yeah, like Jim's kind of said, just struggling to put some numbers up there. I'm going to go with Glidden-Ralston only because it's a road game for the Spartans.
All right, that's three for the Wildcats. Nathan Brandt's been able to do some positive things, both rushing and passing for Glidden-Ralston. He's got 253 yards through the air, three touchdowns, almost run for 200, and then they've got a number of other guys they've handed the ball off to as well. And as you mentioned, Jim, just not much there number-wise for the Spartans. Creighton Nelson's done the bulk of the work for them. I think they've had to rely a little bit too heavily on him. They haven't gotten the passing game going much at all. And what concerns me is the amount of points that they've given up. Everybody they play, they have played some very tough teams. I'll hand them that. But you're not used to seeing a Spartan team give up that much week in and week out. Even in the game they won, you know, gave up 44 points. So I'm going to give the edge here to Glidden-Ralston as well. Spartans could prove us wrong. Hope they do. But I think they've still got some more work to do to get things ironed out. That's a couple 8-man games for you here on the sheet to get it started. We'll have one more 8-man game to talk about when we come back after this.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return and will scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA. Now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's continue on with our picks here for week four. And we got another eight-man game to take a look at. And this will actually be our broadcast game here tonight as the Grizzled Tigers go on the road to take on the Sydney Cowboys. Been a rough start here for Griswold. Let's see if they're able to bounce back on the road here this week. Doug, you get first look.
Well, you know, Griswold has had a couple games where they put up a few points, you know, but they're, I guess, basically struggling to move the ball. You know, they're ground-based offense, obviously. I just think going, it's a long road trip down to Sydney, and Sydney has one victory under their belt, so I'm going to take the home team.
All right, that's one for the Cowboys. Matt?
I'm going to take the home team as well. I think they've got their offense has just been a little more productive as far as that goes. And, you know, Griswold just still shows that they're one-dimensional as far as on the ground. So I'm going to go with the home team Cowboys.
All right. It's two there for Sydney. I'm going to go with Sydney as well. Just too many guys that they can get involved. They've got a lot of backs that they've tried out handing the ball off to in the backfield, and anytime you can do that, you can keep guys fresh, and especially against a team in Griswold, it's pretty thin, probably wear them down as the game goes along. It's been pretty much the Derek Mueller show for Griswold. He's doing most of it for them from that quarterback spot, and it just hasn't quite been enough for him yet. I'm going to take the Cowboys here. Jim?
Yeah, I'm going to make this unanimous, too. You know, Derek Mueller's just got to be wondering, where's the help coming from? When am I going to get some assistance here? It's just it's been a lot of him with Griswold. And honestly, Sydney just looking week to week. They just look like they're getting a little bit more competitive each week as the season goes along. So I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
All right, Sydney across the board there. Got a 1AA matchup as Tri-Center goes on the road to take on ACGC. A couple teams off to a pretty good start here this year. Matt?
Yeah, this might be one of the better games on your list here, Chris, this Tri-Center Trojan at Chargers game. It's you know, very interesting. You've got ACGC in their second year with Coach Mathewson really starting to come together, understand the program, how that offense generates a lot of yards, and at the same time put up some big points, which they've done. Kind of alluded to it last week. The group has spent some time in the off season as well and done a great job there, you know, to get them to where they're at. Tri-Center, on the other hand, I think was one of the top teams in 1A in this area coming into this season. I think they played a really good game against Underwood last week there. They kind of matched them up until the end, and Underwood, I believe, is probably the top team, 1A team in this area. So I'm going to go with the Tri-Center Trojans on the road.
All right, that's one for Tri-Center. Yeah, Bryson Freeberg, we knew was a guy that's going to potentially have a really big year for Tri-Center here in the area, and he has done so far, 7 touchdowns, 548 yards. That he's been responsible for that quarterback spot. ECGC's got a couple of different guys that have done a pretty good job on the ground for him. Gavin Cornelison and also Colby Jacoby has been doing a good job in the backfield for them. 7 touchdowns for Cornelison, and Jacoby is 5, so they've really done it through that ground game, and that's what they're going to do. It doesn't look like they're going to try to work that passing game in there much at all. That's kind of the philosophy. Tri-Center a little bit more balanced and a little bit more experienced. You know, ACGC's getting there, but I like the experience here at Tri-Center. I'll take the Trojans.
All Jim. Right, very good. Well, I'm not going to stray either. I'm going to take the Trojans as well. They've played both teams have put together some pretty solid offensive numbers in their own way this year. A little tougher schedule, though, for Tri-Center. I was just totaling things up here. ACGC's opponents so far this year are all of 2-8. So I'm not so sure quite how much they've been tested yet. They will definitely be tested coming up tonight. So I think Tri-Center wins this one.
All right, 3 for Tri-Center. Doug.
Well, I didn't pick ACGC last week, and I had a terrible limb pick, and I'm not going to pick them this week either, so, but I won't be on the limb. I'm going to go along with the herd here and take the Trojans.
All right, let's try center across the board there. We've got another 1AA matchup here for you to talk about, and this is a couple, or a team that Matt just talked about there, and Underwood, 3-0 on the season, going on the road to take on St. Albert. They'll travel up there on the hill. I guess I get first look here at this one. Interesting to see St. Albert. I thought they had a chance to bounce back last week at home, and they did with a nice win over Logan Magnolia. You know, it was hard to imagine them going 0-3 to start the season, and now here they have another really tough opponent on tap here in Underwood. Been really impressed with what the Eagles have been able to do so far. Nick Ravlin's one of those great players here for that quarterback spot from around the area. And I think they continue to show, you know, what they can do. This will be another good test for them as well, but I like what Underwood's done, and I think they get one here. So I'm going to take Underwood on the road. Jim?
Well, I'm going to continue to make this a very boring effort this week. I'm going to stick there, too. Underwood's just been solid. Their offense has been well-balanced. Turnovers, obviously, is always a big deal in a ball game, but they've forced 13 turnovers so far this year, and nobody has gotten more than 2. So 9 different players have recovered a fumble or intercepted a pass this year. That's just like everybody getting in on the fun. St. Albert, for the most part, their offense has just been kind of stagnant so far this year. I just like Underwood. I think the Eagles soar higher than the Falcons.
Soar high up on that hill. All right, Doug.
I like that stat, Jim, that takeaway stat. That's, I mean, on defense, you know, everybody wants to get in on that. It's kind of contagious, and people really start feeding on that, and turnovers certainly help you win the game. I was impressed with their victory last week against Tri-Center. You know, and I was also impressed with St. Albert, you know, getting off the schneid there a little bit. But and they are playing on the road, but I just think Underwood is going to be a close game, but a little bit more talented.
All right, 3 for the Eagles. Matt?
Okay, well, I'll just keep it status quo here. Just all keep the same record, and I'll never make any ground. So in order to not get behind any farther, because I'm already 4 games out, we'll go with the Underwood Eagles.
All right, Underwood across the board.
Take a chance, man.
We should have just canceled the show this week.
Right.
All right, let's move on here. One more pick before we take a time out here. We've got an A2A matchup as Riverside goes on the road to take on Shenandoah. Team's looking for their first win. Jim?
I had 2 games on this sheet that I did not have selected ahead of time. I was hoping somebody would talk me one way or the other. This was one of them, and I get to go first.
Yeah. You get to talk us into it.
Kind of figuring how that would go. Riverside needs to cut down on the turnovers. They've turned the ball over just a little too much for my taste so far this year. Just looking at numbers and things, and you know, you got 2-0-3 teams. Compare this, compare that. I'm looking at roster size and size of players on the rosters. I guess that's where ended up being kind of my tiebreaker as I was going down the list. You know, Shenandoah is just, they got more size. I just see them wearing them down a little bit. They're just dying for a win, and they're at home this week. So I'm going with the Mustangs.
All right, one for Shenandoah. Doug?
Well, we're going to break it up a little bit because I kind of like the way Riverside's played this year. Again, I go back to, you know, the coaching, you know, the second year of the Frayne regime there in Oakland. And I've got a feeling I can.
Tonight's going to be a good night.
Well, it could be. For Riverside, I hope.
All right.
Should we break out into song?
One for the Dogs.
Black Eyed Peas just made Who's Going to Win.
Yeah, we don't want to get into the singing show here. Matt, what do you got for us?
Well, you know, Jim alluded to the size and some of that, and we got turnovers. You know, this is a tough one, I think, for these 2-0-3 teams there. Those are a couple things that I noted a couple weeks ago. I think HSTW had made the trip down to Shenandoah, and, you know, and they're
Class A team, and they walked away out of there with a victory. And I think that's still been their only victory this season. So I was pretty confident that Shenandoah would end that 10-game losing streak at that time. It went to 11, went to 12 last week, and I think it goes to 13 this week. So I'm going to pick Riverside. There's just I got a feeling that kind of along Doug there with Coach Frayne, you know, a little bit different attitude coming out of there sometimes, and they see this as an opportunity to grab a win.
All right, another one there for the Bulldogs. Like you said, this is a tough one to kind of look at. You look at their schedules and how maybe they played. Starting this season, Riverside, played a fairly tough game against a good Tri-Center team just to start off the year. Austin Krimkowski at the quarterback spot stepped in and done a decent job so far, putting up some decent numbers. But, yeah, he has maybe given it away too much. For Shenandoah, it's kind of a mixed bag. There's not a lot of offense to talk about there yet for them here this season, and they've also turned the ball over a few times here this year. This is a game that Riverside has had success with over the last few meetings, and I'm also going to go with you guys. I think the road team, Riverside, goes in there and gets a win here over the Mustangs. So we're going to leave Jim out on a limb there.
Limb
with
pick
Shenandoah.
With the home team. All right. All right.
We've got two more games left on the sheet to pick, and we will do that after we take this time out.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, you probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA. Now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Two more games to take a look at here for you this week, and we will move into some larger classes here. It's a 2A-3A matchup in this first one, as Kemper Catholic will go on the road to take on Denison Schleswig. And it looks like Doug gets first crack here at this one.
Well, Kemper's been kind of a surprise team, I guess, in a negative way for me. I thought they would, show a little bit more here in the first few weeks of the season. I mean, they did pick up a nice win first week against St. Albert. But, and you can say South Central Calhoun's a good team. I know they are. I think Glenwood certainly has turned around this week, or turned around their program this year. But I just thought they would be a little bit more competitive against Glenwood. I didn't know how their offense would be going, but I figured their defense might be a little bit more stout. You know, they were handled pretty easily against Glenwood last week. So, Denison hasn't been overly impressive. They did lose to Harlan first week and then have won the next two. I look for them to win a third week in a row. I'm going to take the Monarchs.
All right. It's one for Denison Schleswig. Matt.
Okay. Well, kind of like what Doug said, Kemper, I don't think that they have a good non-district schedule. You know, it's pretty tough in there. So, it's definitely going to get them ready for their district lineup here in another week. But Kemper's down with Blaze Gunnarsson. He's down. He doubtful for this week's game and maybe even the rest of the season. So, I think without him, totally different ball club, takes a lineman out of the way. It really changes up their defense. So Denison, on the other hand, like I said at the beginning of week one there, I think they're primed and ready to go for this season. They've had last couple weeks have had some nice wins down in Council Bluffs against AL and TJ, and they just allowed Harlan to kind of come back on them in the second half. So I'm going to go with the Monarchs at home.
All right. That's two for the Monarchs. Yeah, it's one thing I did write down for Trainer was tough schedule. They have played, or for Kemper, they have a tough schedule here to start the year. The thing that is pretty concerning for them, I think when you look at how things have played out, their offensive efficiency just hasn't been there. It's been really sporadic for them to get anything going on offense. And Dennison's got a very talented guy in the backfield in Charlie Weavers. He's just a good all-around athlete and has made some pretty good decisions so far this year. And, yeah, that's they've gotten tested these past couple of weeks, even though maybe they are lower-end 4A schools. You're playing up a class against some bigger boys, and they've done just fine for themselves. So I think Dennison gets this victory as well. Jim?
Well, Boring is back. I'm going with Dennison as well. Collison and Berg just need some more help. They just need more help. Kemper Catholic, they're doing most of the heavy lifting right now. Dennison just has more depth. They're bigger. They've come through in bigger situations, and they've had some big plays this year. I just think Dennison at home is going to be an awful tough task for the Knights tonight.
All right, so that's the Monarchs across the board. We've got one more game here as Atlantic comes back home at Trojan Bowl to host the Harlan Cyclones. And it looks like, Matt, you get first look here.
Okay. Yeah, tough loss there for the Trojans last week. He just kind of wanted to erase those first 5-6 minutes of the first quarter and hit the restart button. Unfortunately, that's not the game the way it is, and came out on the short end there last week, and a nice effort in the especially in the second half. But this week, you know, it's Harlan, kind of a rivalry week for everybody. You know, I think Harlan, they did lose quite a bit. They had to replace a lot of key members offensively, but most importantly defensively. They seem to have done that a little bit in there. You know, for Atlantic, it just comes down to up front, you know, and being physical. I think there's just a little bit of physicality that's lacking in there. So I look for Harlan to come out on top, but I think it's going to be a good game. Each week, Atlantic kind of continues to find something about themselves. So far, they've kind of been more of a big play team, and they got to look at trying to establish a little bit more of some nice little series of drives there with short passes and run game and mixing it up a little bit. So I think they're starting to find that, and you know, they'll be fine down the road.
All right, that's one there for the Cyclones. You know, that's the thing I took away from that game last week against Clarinda was just, you know, so many mental mistakes at the beginning of the game. It was a lot of stuff that you can fix yourself as a team. And I will hand it to them because it was very nice to see the way that they battled back, you know, that opening score there the second half easily could have hung their heads and just kind of got down about it. But they got right back into the game, got it down within a one score again late, and then, you know, hats off to Clarinda. They went on the long drive and made the plays at the end of the game to seal the win. They just got it done. But Atlantic, yeah, I think you're right. They're slowly learning some things. They could just put the pieces together for an entire football game. They're going to have more success down the road. But this is just too tough of a task for them this week. I like Harlan here on the road. Jim?
Yeah, I think, you know, Atlantic has just gotten to a point where the passing game looked like it got better last week. I mean, the numbers were better. It just seemed like they played a little bit better. They either need to do one of two things, either keep improving the passing game to give yourself more balance, or forget the passing game altogether and just commit to the run. But do we have the personnel to do that? I think Matt kind of talked about that a little bit. You know, Tyler Moen needs a little help there, too. Harlan, oddly enough, it seemed like their best offensive game was their loss to Sergeant Bluff Luton. They kind of have one player you can key on as well in Munson. But they seem to have the will to win. The Dennison game kind of showed that. I think Harlan's probably the better ball club tonight.
All right, Doug?
Well, I think on paper, Harlan certainly is. And you know, I think if you look at what we're struggling to do, or, you know, we just need to, as you guys say, be more consistent, try to diversify our offense a little bit better and fix the mistakes that we're making ourselves. I just think Harlan's a tough team to do that against. It is at home. It's at the Trojan Bowl. I know the kids are excited about playing at home this week, but I'm gonna have to go with the road team.
All right, that's Harlan across the board. So a pretty boring show here for you this week. We kept it pretty simple across the board. But hey, I guess that either we're all going to be very smart and we're all going to look real dumb. So we'll find out here when we get up next week's program. I want to thank you for joining us, and thanks to Ag Business Associates and to Rush CPA and Associates for bringing you Who's Going to Win Here this each week. And you listen in for our ball game coming up here tonight. We'll be in Sydney as Griswold goes on the road here tonight in some District 8-man football play. The pregame coming up here shortly, and kickoff at 7 o'clock. That's going to do it for Who's Going to Win Week Number 4 here on KJN.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA. Now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.